This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Your designated driver on the highway to health. Dr. Bob Martin is on the Better Health Network.
And the lifestyle activities you choose have a significant impact on how well you look, how well you feel, and how well you function. My goal is to get you feeling so good it literally hurts to be that good. You know, you really can become your own best doctor most of the time. Welcome everyone to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. I'm Dr. Bob here in the capacity of helping you to become your own best doctor most of the time. So glad you tuned into the program today. We have a great show planned for you. Stick around for the entirety of the program today because you're going to learn something about your precious health for sure. We've got a special guest coming up a little bit later in this hour with a topic that I think everybody could stand to learn about and benefit through. But I wanted to begin by encouraging you to go to my website and vote on this week's health poll question. This topic has come up a couple of times in emails to me, people asking me whether I believe that surgical robotic procedures are safe, because more and more these days we're becoming more involved with robotic surgery. It's becoming popular. And the question is, are surgical robots safe? And we know that robotic surgery is generally considered safe with a low overall complication rate. But adding a robot to the surgical equation inserts another potential entry point for errors into an already complex and risky fraught arena, that is surgery. Now, I am well aware that there have been recorded since robotic surgery came on the scene thousands of injuries as a result of robotic surgery and hundreds of deaths. In fact, the latest one, and I'll get into this once we get our polling data. Next week I'll have the results of that. But the latest one is a woman in Florida who died after surgical robotic surgery burned a hole in her intestine. And, but the robot, basically what happens in robotic surgery, robots translate the surgeon's hand, wrist, and finger movement to guide each instrument in real time after scaling each movement down in size. For example, a 1-inch movement may be scaled down into like a 1/4 inch, allowing extraordinary surgical precision to operate on and control. But things can go wrong with all surgery. So the question that I'm asking you as a listener of this program, would you allow a surgical robot to operate on you? Yes or no? It doesn't matter what kind of surgery it is. Are you just, if your doctor says, okay, so we're going to do this surgery, yep, you need surgery, and if it's not like an emergency and you know, in a coma or something, you have no choice over the situation. Maybe it's an elective surgery, or it's a surgery that is not like life-saving tomorrow. Would you allow a surgical robot to operate on you? Yes or no? You can vote on my website at drbob.com. DOCTOR Bob.com. It should be very interesting to see the results of that. The other thing I wanted to start off talking about is the fact that right now we're in flu season big time, and a lot of people are being hammered into or recommended to get flu shots, particularly the elderly and pregnant women. The question becomes, pregnant women need to know about the risks of flu vaccines, and sometimes they don't get the full picture. Pregnant women are highly vulnerable to the dangers of the flu vaccine, but they're also vulnerable to getting the flu, too, while pregnant. There is a serious lack of scientific data outlining the risks of flu vaccines to pregnant women and growing fetuses, because including pregnant women in clinical trials is unethical, so it doesn't happen. Nevertheless, many doctors continue to push women to get flu shots at some point during the pregnancy. The push coincides with an amendment to the National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act that was passed by Congress near the end of 2016. Now, this amendment provides drug companies who make these vaccines, who produce these vaccines, it gives them shielding, liability shielding, so that they cannot be sued if a pregnant woman or her unborn baby is injured by a vaccine, by a flu vaccine. So they, no matter what happens, they win. Now, this push is particularly baffling considering the fact that the research that funded the CDC, Centers for Disease Control and Quasi-Prevention, itself has linked getting a flu vaccine in early pregnancy to an eightfold risk in miscarriage. In that study, 485 pregnant women between the ages of 18 and 44 who had experienced a miscarriage during flu season were compared to another 485 pregnant women in those age ranges who carried the baby to term. And of those who miscarried, 17 had been vaccinated 2 years in a row. Of those with normal pregnancies, just 4 had been vaccinated 2 years in a row. So you had a big discrepancy there. Moreover, there is no data on the biological responses to these flu vaccines in pregnancy that could impact pregnancy and birth outcomes. In fact, scientists do not know whether the flu vaccine can give fetal harm or affect a woman's reproductive capacity. In fact, the products, the inserts of these products and the flu vaccines on some flu shots state that it should only be given to pregnant women when it is clearly needed. And these inserts also state that the safety and effectiveness of the flu vaccines in pregnant and breastfeeding women has not been established. So it's a crapshoot. It really is. It's guesswork. And in addition to raising the risk of miscarriage, studies have also shown that stimulating a woman's immune system, which these vaccines do, that's what they do, folks, during mid or late term pregnancy significantly raises the risk of that woman's child developing anything from autism to schizophrenia to having seizure disorders. The list goes on and on. Meanwhile, injuries after getting the flu vaccine remains the most compensated type of claim in the National Vaccine Compensation Program, with more than 3,000 claims being compensated alone in about a 10-year span. So this should be enough to give pause when it comes to getting a flu vaccine if you're pregnant. We're not saying not to. That's your choice. But in the case, in this case, it could be problematic. Now, there is a lady who I'm aware of who had a flu vaccine, and I wanted to play this audio clip if we can. Go for it.
Well, Well, you really should get the flu shot. I got it against my better knowledge. Like a very short time after that, I actually started to leak amniotic fluid. I went to the ER where they actually told me that I had lost the baby. And then the next day I went to my OBGYN who he said to me, he's like, the good news is there's still a strong heartbeat, but the bad news is you've lost 95% of your amniotic fluid. The doctors told me that I should end the pregnancy because a baby can't survive with 5% of amniotic fluid. I can't. There's no way I can stop a heartbeat. I can't have that on my conscience. Went and got like 6 different opinions. They all told me pretty much the same thing. I decided to do my own research and I found studies out of India of women who had low amniotic fluid, and the solution, it was just to be overly hydrated. And not a single doctor told me that. Drank a lot of water every single day, didn't leave the couch. By week 20, my amniotic fluid was back to 100%.
Interesting. There, of course, there's all kinds of different stories, but if you are pregnant and concerning a flu shot, just it's a buyer beware. It's a caveat emptor. Do your research. Whatever you decide to do, it's the right decision on your own behalf and the baby's behalf. But I think more pregnant women need to know about the possibility of risks associated with something that's not been studied, and that is giving flu shots to pregnant women. We'll be right back.
Wakanaga of America, makers of Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, knows that most of us are having to stretch every dollar a little further these days. But that doesn't mean you should have to choose between saving money and your family's health. It's important, as well as cost-effective, to choose safe and multifunctional nutritional supplements. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been a superior cardiovascular supplement for over 50 years, backed by over 900 published scientific papers. Aged garlic extract has been shown to provide many cardiovascular benefits, including lowering blood pressure and improving arterial stiffness, and strong immune support. Kyolic Formula 103 includes vitamin C, mushrooms, and astragalus for immune and heart health, and Kyolic Formula 152 with omega-3s and vitamins D3, K2, E, and B6 for heart, bone, and immune health. Two excellent options that provide multiple health benefits for your family's health. Look for Kyolic at your local natural health store and online.
Life would not exist if humans were unable to make nitric oxide within our blood vessel walls. There are many factors that reduce our ability to produce enough nitric oxide to enjoy optimal health. Contributors to the development of nitric oxide deficiency include consumption of sugar, unhealthy fats, inflammation, age, and unhealthy lifestyle. Here's the great news about reestablishing optimal nitric oxide levels. Dr. Nathan Bryan, a leading world authority on nitric oxide supplementation, developed the best, great-tasting nitric oxide lozenge called N101, backed by 20 years of science. Beware of companies trying to capitalize on Dr. Bryan's work, selling imitation products claiming to increase nitric oxide. If you are concerned about heart health, diabetes, libido, poor circulation, memory issues, and fatigue, take N101 lozenges and feel good again. Order N101 lozenges toll-free 877-476-3862. 877-476-3862 or N101.com. The number one health concern as we move toward and beyond the age of retirement is fear of losing our vision and therefore the ability to remain independent. Most of us at some point in time have uttered the words, I'm not seeing as well as I used to, or I think I need stronger glasses. If you are nearing or past age 40, it's not your imagination that your vision is getting worse. What is likely causing your vision to deteriorate is cataract formation. Cataracts occur when the lens of the eye becomes cloudy and blocks light from entering, which interferes with sharp, clear vision. A science-based cataract reversal eye drop called CanSee is changing lives of people with poor vision caused by cataract. Learn more about CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.com or call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. For CanSee eye drops, 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
Check out Dr. Bob's website. Listen to the show live online. Hear past shows. Read breaking health news and more at drbob.com. Spell out doctor. That's D-O-C-T-O-R, Bob.com.
All right, welcome or welcome back to the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Thank you very much for tuning into the program. We're going to introduce you to our special guest momentarily, but I also want you to know what's coming up later in the show. Stick around because we're going to be talking about some shocking evidence comparing the dangers of vaping, i.e. e-cigarettes, and smoking itself. Now, when e-cigarettes first entered the U.S. marketplace, what was it, about, I think, 2007, 2008, cigarette smokers were hopeful that by switching, they could continue to enjoy their anti-anxiety and antidepressant nicotine fix, but without the fear of cancer and other disabling diseases. Well, German scientists analyzed over 600 studies, and they have honed in on 11 of the effects, 11 adverse effects of traditional cigarettes and e-cigarette use to determine how the two compare. So if you or someone you know is using e-cigarettes, thinking, okay, so I'm going to make sure I don't get involved in the cancer sticks, I'm not going to smoke those road flares, I'm just going to, you know, be a cloud puffer. You know, I use strawberry or tutti frutti. You might be shocked to hear and find out what we've discovered here on the Dr. Bob Martin Show, and that's coming up later in the show, so don't go anywhere. Now, we're going to change gears here a little bit and discuss a topic that you need to learn more about. This could be life-saving for you or somebody close to you. And it's about something called nitric oxide, otherwise known as NO for short, nitric oxide. And the more you know about this, the healthier you're going to be, particularly if you pay attention and try to focus on optimization of your body's ability to make this important gas, which is made inside your blood vessels. Now, we have a special guest with us to discuss this topic. He's a world authority on the topic. His name is Dr. Nathan Bryan. Dr. Bryan earned his undergraduate Bachelor of Science degree in biochemistry from the University of Texas at Austin and his doctoral degree from Louisiana State University School of Medicine. Dr. Bryan is an international leader in molecular medicine and has been involved in nitric oxide research for the past 20 years. Dr. Bryan serves as the founder and CEO of Bryan Therapeutics, Inc. Bryan Therapeutics, Inc. has active scientific development programs in the areas of heart disease, Alzheimer's disease, and topical drugs for diabetic ulcers and also non-healing wounds. Now, I asked Dr. Bryan to join me today to discuss this incredible burgeoning area of nitric oxide optimization and relate it to many of these diseases which are increasing all the time that we hear about. And I want to welcome back to the program Dr. Nathan Bryan. Good day to you, Dr. Bryan.
Good morning, Dr. Bob. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, sir. Let's begin with the topic, if we can, of Alzheimer's disease. I continue to see that it's on the rise. There's a lot of predictions going on right now. And what is the scale of how many people are we believing are have Alzheimer's right now or will suffer from Alzheimer's disease sometime in their lifespan?
Well, I think the numbers today in the U.S. are about 51 million, and it's, you know, growing at an enormous rate. And despite billions of dollars in research and development, there's no known cure for Alzheimer's. And so we understand what causes Alzheimer's disease, and it's really a symptom of nitric oxide deficiency. So we have active drug programs trying to address the growing number of Alzheimer's cases.
All right, so let's begin. There are people who have never heard you on this radio show. Then tune in, tune out, new audiences, new radio stations. Let's start with the basic. Teach us, please, once again, what is nitric oxide and why it's important to human beings to pay attention to its level?
Yeah, very good question. So as you mentioned earlier, it's a gas that's produced naturally. It's produced in the lining of the blood vessels, and when this gas is produced, it's gone in less than a second. But during that second it's around, it signals the blood vessels to dilate and increase blood flow and oxygen delivery. So it controls blood flow oxygenation, nutrient delivery to every organ, tissue, and cell in the body. So when we talk about Alzheimer's, the earliest kind of manifestations of Alzheimer's are what we call focal ischemia, or a loss of regulation of blood flow. So there's certain regions of the brain that aren't adequately perfused because those blood vessels have lost the ability to produce nitric oxide. Mm-hmm. So we get inflammation, oxidative stress, immune dysfunction, and those are characteristics of every major chronic disease, including Alzheimer's.
Mm-hmm. Well, most people, you know, I think the average person doesn't believe they'll ever get any disease whatsoever, and especially Alzheimer's disease. You know, if they're in their 20s, 30s, 40s, maybe 50s, they think, well, you know, yeah, that's a disease my great-great-grandmother got, and she was like 70, 80. So I won't have to worry about it for at least, you know, 3, 4, 5 decades. And besides that, I probably won't get it anyway. But that's not how chronic diseases manifest themselves. Is that correct, Dr. Brian, in that these diseases are slow, they're insidious, and the once somebody gets a diagnosis of Alzheimer's, which is very difficult to figure out, by that time, they've already been involved in the generation of that disease for, what, decades already, correct?
Yeah, that's right. What we understand today is that the loss of nitric oxide precedes the onset of symptoms and disease by many years. So once you have mild cognitive disorders and vascular dementia and poor memory, even Alzheimer's, that tells us that you've lost the ability to produce nitric oxide 10, 15, 20 years earlier. So we have to be able to recognize symptoms and be proactive instead of reactive, because once we understand that we're losing the body's losing the ability to make nitric oxide, we have to employ strategies to prevent its degradation, prevent the loss of production. And then what the basic science and clinical data tell us is that you can prevent the onset and progression of most chronic diseases.
Now, I don't want people to get confused with words and terminology here. Nitric oxide, ladies and gentlemen, is not the same as nitrous oxide. You may, you know, that may remind you of a dental procedure you had a long time ago or recently where they put a little cup over your nose and knocked you out for a little bit and did some dental procedure on you. That's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about an all-important gas that we all make from birth and beyond that happens inside of our blood vessels automatically, that opens up circulation and protects our health on so many levels that we're still learning about. But Dr. Brian is the world authority on the subject. And once that ability, the human body's ability to produce adequate and sufficient and optimal amounts of nitric oxide gas inside the blood vessels, once that starts to fleet away, all of these very, very unwanted illnesses and symptomatologies come flying at you. And we want our audience today to be prepared for that onset, because we're all going to get older. We're all going to die, but we should die in our sleep with a smile on our face, go out like blazing guns rather than limping off the stage of life with all these chronic degenerative diseases where we're using resources and warehoused and, you know, crisis management and heroic things are done, which are usually worse than the disease itself in the end, unfortunately. And yet here we have the potential to get out in front of these various diseases which are associated with the loss of nitric oxide production in the human body. And to do it safely, to do it naturally, and simply by the technology that Dr. Nathan Bryan has developed in the form of a lozenge that you simply put in your mouth, it dissolves, and it helps your body to make more of this nitric oxide gas. And in doing so, you reduce your risk of a whole variety of illnesses and diseases that are very bad for you. And we'll get into those on the other side of this news. Have something to write with and write down on, because this is newsworthy to take notes with and pass it on to those you love. You're tuned into the Dr. Bob Martin Show. We'll be right back.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Cold and flu season is here, and my listeners want to know how to boost their immune systems and stay healthy. Dr. Bob Martin here. Yes, you can boost your immune system and avoid cold and flus when you drink Tahiti Trader's Noni Juice. It can help you boost your immune system while helping you heal, balance stress, and release energy. It's the amazing adaptogen.
I'm 86 years old, and in a few weeks I'll be 87. The Noni Juice has really did wonderful things for me. It makes me feel good. I don't have no more symptoms of a cold. I never had a cold since 1996. I would say that the Noni Juice has done a lot for me, period. The Noni Juice give me a little energy, and I haven't stopped, and I won't stop.
Tahiti Trader Noni Juice is available at GNC, Vitamin Shop, Sprouts, Natural Grocers, and most health food stores. Or call 800-842-5309 or TahitiTrader.com. Life would not exist if humans were unable to make nitric oxide within our blood vessel walls. There are many factors that reduce our ability to produce enough nitric oxide to enjoy optimal health. Contributors to the development of nitric oxide deficiency include consumption of sugar, unhealthy fats, inflammation, age, and unhealthy lifestyle. Here's the great news about reestablishing optimal nitric oxide levels. Dr. Nathan Bryan, a leading world authority on nitric oxide supplementation, developed the best, great-tasting nitric oxide lozenge called N101, backed by 20 years of science. Beware of companies trying to capitalize on Dr. Bryan's work, selling imitation products claiming to increase nitric oxide. If you are concerned about heart health, diabetes, libido, poor circulation, memory issues, and fatigue, take N101 lozenges and feel good again. Order N101 lozenges toll-free 877-476-3862. 877-476-3862 or N101.com.
Are you waiting on a lightning strike? Are you waiting for the perfect night? Are you waiting till the time is right? What are you waiting for? Don't you want to learn to deal with fear? Don't you want to take the wheel and steer? Don't you wait another minute here? What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for?
Well, you happen to be tuned into the largest weekend radio health talk show in the United States, from Washington to Florida, from California to Maine, and all points in between throughout the United States, and in large part, thanks to you. Appreciate you tuning into the program and telling others to do the same thing so they have an opportunity to learn about these fascinating and all-important topics. One we're covering right now is how to make sure that your body is producing sufficient and optimal levels of a gas, which we make when we're young especially, and it starts to go away as we get older, called nitric oxide. We're going to get into the discussion now of what interferes with nitric oxide production and what you can do specifically about it to try to avoid mostly preventable diseases. Our special guest with us is Dr. Nathan Bryan. He's a PhD, and he is an expert, a world authority in nitric oxide research. He developed a very tasty and easy to absorb and assimilate lozenge you simply put in your mouth. It dissolves, and it helps your body to produce this all-important gas. And when it's in optimal levels, your health will be guarded and optimized. And that's important. Let's get back to that conversation with Dr. Bryan. Dr. Bryan, let's get into the subject of why is it that nitric oxide? Tell us what lifestyles and what things people are involved with that causes them to not produce enough nitric oxide or sabotages their body's ability to make it.
Well, that's a great question, Dr. Bob. And unfortunately, it's kind of the Western lifestyle. It's a poor diet, a lot of processed foods and refined sugars and a lot of carbohydrates. It's a lack of physical activity. And then there are things that people don't realize. It's mouthwash. You know, we discovered years ago that there are bacteria that live in the crypts of the tongue in the mouth that are responsible for producing nitric oxide gas that regulates systemic blood pressure. So when you use mouthwash, you destroy the microbiome, you shut down nitric oxide production, your blood pressure goes up, you lose the protective benefits of exercise. Fluoride is an antiseptic. The fluoride in your toothpaste is destroying the bacteria in your mouth. And then antacids, you know, another major problem are antacids. Drugs like proton pump inhibitors completely shut down nitric oxide production. Today we know that people that have been on proton pump inhibitors, things like Prevacid, Prilosec, Nexium, Omeprazole, have a 40% higher incidence of heart attack, stroke, and Alzheimer's. So these drugs completely shut down nitric oxide production and increases the risk of heart attack, stroke, and Alzheimer's.
Wow. I know in a past interview you also said that antibiotic usage can also wipe out our ability to convert nitric oxide because it disrupts both the microbiome in the oral cavity and the whole digestive system.
Yeah, that's right. Look, the bacteria that live in and on our body are there to do things that we as humans can't do. And in fact, the bacteria that live in and on our body outnumber our own human cells 10 to 1. So we destroy these bacteria in these communities, you know, to our own demise. So we have to support a healthy microbiome in the oral cavity, in the gut, to maintain normal systemic health.
Well, I think you just tagged millions of people because when you think about how many people use these harsh mouthwashes every single day and take these anti-acid drugs and antibiotics every day, I mean, we're talking tens of millions of people are, at least from what you're saying here, are interfering with their body's ability to make nitric oxide gas within their blood vessel wall, and therefore it is potentially sabotaging their ability to get circulation to parts of their body and their brain. Am I on track here?
No, you've severely underestimated. It's hundreds of millions of people. So two out of three Americans are using mouthwash every day. Those are the numbers. Over 200 million Americans use mouthwash every day. And not coincidentally, there's two out of three Americans that have an unsafe elevation in blood pressure. And there's 200 million prescriptions written for antacids every year. 200 million prescriptions written for antibiotics. So that's obviously that exceeds the number of people that live in the U.S. So many people are using mouthwash. Those same people may be using antacids and antibiotics and completely shutting down their nitric oxide production. So to me, it's no wonder why Americans are the sickest people on the planet, because of the things we do that are shutting down nitric oxide production, leading to an increase in blood pressure, shutting down circulation, leading to metabolic disease and the onset and progression of many chronic diseases that are completely preventable.
Yeah, and we chase those diseases in the form of managing it rather than getting to the cause of it, which we spend more than anybody else on it and never get anything done, which is really an embarrassment as a superpower with the affluence that our nation wields. It's really sad. Okay, so let's talk about this lozenge that you produced and its ability for those people, and many people are probably thinking by now, I mean, when you think about aging itself, reduces our ability to make this all-important nitric oxide, which helps circulation throughout the whole body. What about the lozenge? Can you describe what it is, what it tastes like, how fast it works, and what it does?
Sure. You know, once we understood how the human body makes nitric oxide and what goes wrong in people that can't make it, our goal was to establish or to create a technology that could provide a source of nitric oxide to people who could make it, but more importantly, repair the mechanisms that allow the body to produce nitric oxide on its own. Mm-hmm. So the only way to do this is in the lozenge. So this is an orally disintegrating tablet, and I remind your audience that nitric oxide is a gas. So you can't take this in the form of a gummy or a capsule. So this lozenge, when it slowly dissolves, and I designed it to have a resident time of 5 to 6 minutes, and over that 5 to 6 minutes, as it's dissolving in the mouth, it's releasing nitric oxide gas. And we can see dilation of the blood vessels. We can see an improvement in circulation, oxygen and nutrient delivery. So that if your body can't make nitric oxide, then that lozenge does it for you. But we also restore the bacteria in the mouth. We recouple the enzyme and the lining of the blood vessels. So now we're actually improving the body's ability to make nitric oxide on its own. So if your body can't make it, the lozenge does it for you, and it improves the body's ability to make it on its own. No technology like that in the world.
Our special guest is Dr. Nathan Bryan. We're talking about nitric oxide and the ability to take a lozenge into your mouth that dissolves in your mouth and helps make this all-important gas that so many people are not making enough of, and they don't even realize. And all these diseases are coming at them, and their doctors are clueless about it and are treating and misdiagnosing them and managing their disease. Here's a way to get out in front of it. If you want to find out more about nitric oxide-releasing lozenges, go to their website, learn more. Order it there at N101.com. N1 and then the letter O, 1.com. N, the number 1, then the letter O, and the number 1 again, .com. N101.com. Or you can call them for further information toll free. You're asking for the nitric oxide lozenges. Dr. Bob takes these lozenges daily, by the way, so you know. The number is 877-476-3862. To get a hold of Bryan Therapeutics, Inc. about the nitric oxide lozenges, 877-476-3862, N101.com. 877-476-3862. We're coming right back with our special guest, Dr. Nathan Bryan. You're tuned into the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Life would not exist if humans were unable to make nitric oxide within our blood vessel walls. There are many factors that reduce our ability to produce enough nitric oxide to enjoy optimal health. Contributors to the development of nitric oxide deficiency include consumption of sugar, unhealthy fats, inflammation, age, and unhealthy lifestyle. Here's the great news about reestablishing optimal nitric oxide levels. Dr. Nathan Bryan, a leading world authority on nitric oxide supplementation, developed the best, great-tasting nitric oxide lozenge called N101, backed by 20 years of science. Beware of companies trying to capitalize on Dr. Bryan's work, selling imitation products claiming to increase nitric oxide. If you are concerned about heart health, diabetes, libido, poor circulation, memory issues, and fatigue, take N101 lozenges and feel good again. Order N101 lozenges toll-free, 877-476-3862. 877-476-3862 or N101.com.
At Essential Formulas, we provide the immune essentials for your family's health this winter. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics and Reg Active. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is recognized as a worldwide leader in probiotic digestive health. Since 70% of your immune cells reside in your gut, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics have an impressive effect on immune health too. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contain over 500 postbiotic metabolites shown to help support immune function. Certified vegetarian, free of gluten, dairy, and GMOs, a powerful immune option. RegActive formulas help boost levels of glutathione, the body's most essential antioxidant, which decreases as we age. Maintaining glutathione levels is key in overall health protection. Be proactive about your immune health. Look for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics and RegActive at natural health retailers and online today.
All Americans are exposed daily to toxic chemicals and environmental pollution in the air we breathe, the water we drink, food, clothes we wear, the places we work, and in our homes. Environmental pollutants are even present in the umbilical cord blood of newborns. From the Root Brands Company, introducing Clean Slate, a patented green detox technology that addresses the causes of environmental pollution in people. Your opportunity to feel, function, and perform better is here, thanks to Clean Slate by The Root Brands. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Clean Slate, a science-based liquid supplement, safely rids you of heavy metals and environmental toxins from head to toe by simply taking 10 drops of Clean Slate twice daily. Remove the bad stuff in your body, put amazing stuff in, and allow your body to heal. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Take your health back. Take your life back with Clean Slate. Therootbrands.com/product.
Everybody, let's get it started.
All right, and we are back. You're tuned into the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Thank you so much for tuning into the program. Don't forget also the health news we post up on my website is very frequent, and you'll be able to stay on top of your health game over there. Plus, the podcast library of previous shows are there in case you ever miss a program. Plus, we have a health poll question going on my website right now. Love to get your opinion of it. I was talking about this earlier in the hour. A Florida woman dies after a surgical robot burned a hole in her intestine. There's a lot of robotic surgery going on today, ladies and gentlemen, and it's considered generally safe. However, I've learned that, you know, thousands of people are being injured by robotic surgery, and hundreds are dying as a result of it. So the health poll question I pose to you is the following. Would you allow a surgical robot to operate on you? Yes or no? You can vote at drbob.com. Spell out the word doctor, D-O-C-T-O-R, bob.com. And we'll get your polling information and have the results next week. You know, I'm beginning to think that we may be defining something a little bit different here. You've heard the expression, you know, take two aspirin and call me in the morning. With the nitric oxide science that's coming about, and Dr. Nathan Bryan's hard work, it could be take two nitric oxide lozenges and you won't have to call me in the morning because you'll be better off than you were. And actually addressing the problem, particularly anybody that's listening to the sound of my voice right now that's either struggling with prediabetes or diabetes, has erectile dysfunction, fatigue, brain fog, memory issues, high blood pressure, or some other circulatory problem, maybe a wound that's not healing, all of those things and more, you're a candidate for consideration of nitric oxide supplementation. And that's exactly what we're talking about right now with Dr. Nathan Bryan. He's the world authority on the topic. He has developed a nitric oxide releasing lozenge. You simply put it in your mouth. It dissolves. It's great tasting. And it helps your body to make something that it may not be making enough of, undermining your health and wellness. Let's get back to the interview now. Dr. Bryan, you said something earlier I want to circle back to. I see commercial after commercial after commercial companies now trying to sell beet everything, beet capsules, beet chews, beet shots, claiming that they increase the release of nitric oxide. You made a statement that they don't work, that it has to be in this slow-release lozenge that you've patented, that you've formed. Why are they selling these things if they don't work, and are they going to be hazardous beyond that?
Well, it's deception, and it, you know, a lot of this is naivety because, you know, companies don't understand what it takes for the body to make nitric oxide. And then some companies are out there just deliberately deceiving and defrauding their customers. So beets became popular in 2012, about 10 or 12 years ago during the Olympics. And, you know, I've tested most beet products that are on the market, and most, I'd say 95% of the beet products that are sold don't do anything related to nitric oxide. So it doesn't contain enough the nutrients and really does nothing to improve the body's ability to make it. So buyer beware. You know, again, nitric oxide is a gas. You can't deliver this gas in a gummy or a chew. You know, most beets don't do anything to nitric oxide. So, one, you must understand the science. You must have products that actually deliver this nitric oxide gas. We do that in the form of the lozenge. And we even actually make a fermented beet powder so that, you know, we understand what it takes to make nitric oxide. We grow these beets, we ferment them, so that when you take our beets, the NO beets product, you actually can deliver nitric oxide gas through there as well. So, you know, you have to understand the science of nitric oxide, and only then can you develop a safe and effective nitric oxide product. And most of these companies out there would actually have a hard time spelling, you know, if it wasn't so obvious.
All right, there you go. The only scientifically proven lozenge that helps your body to make nitric oxide. You can find it at N101.com. N, the number one, and then the letter O, and the number one again, N101.com, N101.com, or you can call them directly, 877-476-3862 for nitric oxide lozenges. 877-476-3862 or N101.com. Now, aging itself, am I not correct with this? Aging itself reduces our ability to make nitric oxide. How does it go in stratification? Let's say somebody in their 20s versus somebody, let's say, in their 60s in terms of their ability or inability to make nitric oxide gas within their blood vessel walls.
Well, when you look at the kind of population-based published studies, we see that you lose about 10 to 12% of your nitric oxide per decade. That's starting in your 20s. So by the time you're 40 or 50 years old, you know, you only have 50% of the nitric oxide you had when we were younger. And when you look at 60, 70, 80-year-olds, you know, you're down to 15%. So that was data from 20 years ago. Today, we know that that doesn't have to be the case. You know, I turned 50 a couple of months ago, but I've got the biological age of a 32-year-old, the nitric oxide production. So we know how to slow down the age-related loss of nitric oxide production. And when we can do that, by all bets, what the clinical data tell us, that we can prevent the onset and progression of chronic disease. So just because you're older doesn't necessarily mean that you have less nitric oxide.
Mm-hmm. All right. Dr. Nathan Bryan is our special guest. If you want to reach out to him, get more information about these nitric oxide-releasing lozenges, you may do so. Their toll-free number, 877-476-3862. Check out their website, a wealth of knowledge and information about this topic there at N101.com. N101.com. I'm Dr. Bob Martin, and we're coming back with Dr. Nathan Bryan's finishing comments. Life would not exist if humans were unable to make nitric oxide within our blood vessel walls. There are many factors that reduce our ability to produce enough nitric oxide to enjoy optimal health. Contributors to the development of nitric oxide deficiency include consumption of sugar, unhealthy fats, inflammation, age, and unhealthy lifestyle. Here's the great news about reestablishing optimal nitric oxide levels. Dr. Nathan Bryan, a leading world authority on nitric oxide supplementation, developed the best, great-tasting nitric oxide lozenge called N101, backed by 20 years of science. Beware of companies trying to capitalize on Dr. Bryan's work, selling imitation products claiming to increase nitric oxide. If you are concerned about heart health, diabetes, libido, poor circulation, memory issues, and fatigue, take N101 lozenges and feel good again. Order N101 lozenges, toll-free, 877-476-3862. 877-476-3862 or N101.com. Are you tired of crazy blood sugar and blood pressure numbers? Dr. Bob Martin here. Listen to this true story.
I was diagnosed with type 1 juvenile diabetes when I was 7 years old. I grew up taking insulin. I was having some problems with my physical health, so I thought, you know what, I need to try Noni juice. Then I came across Tahitian Trader, gave it a shot, and I noticed the health benefits immediately because it's helped decrease my blood sugar levels. It's helped maintain a healthy blood pressure. So I have used Noni juice ever since.
Tahiti Trader's Noni can help you enjoy healthy blood sugar and blood pressure levels. Noni is the amazing adaptogen. Noni can help your body heal, manage stress, and increase your energy and stamina. Noni is the foundation of wellness. Drink Tahiti Trader's Noni juice and share your story. Available at GNC, Vitamin Shop, Sprouts, Natural Grocers, and Fine Health Food Stores. 800-842-5309 or TahitiTrader.com. All Americans are exposed daily to toxic chemicals and environmental pollution in the air we breathe, the water we drink, food, clothes we wear, the places we work, and in our homes. Environmental pollutants are even present in the umbilical cord blood of newborns. From the Root Brands Company, introducing Clean Slate, a patented green detox technology that addresses the causes of environmental pollution in people. Your opportunity to feel, function, and perform better is here, thanks to Clean Slate by The Root Brands. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Clean Slate, a science-based liquid supplement, safely rids you of heavy metals and environmental toxins from head to toe by simply taking 10 drops of Clean Slate twice daily. Remove the bad stuff in your body, put amazing stuff in, and allow your body to heal. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Take your health back. Take your life back with Clean Slate. Therootbrands.com/product.
J.
check out Dr. Bob's website. Listen to the show live online. Hear past shows. Read breaking health news and more at drbob.com. Spell out doctor. That's D-O-C-T-O-R, Bob.com.
All right, we are back, and I want to encourage you to stick around because next hour I'm going to be talking about some shocking evidence comparing the dangers of vaping or using e-cigarettes, of these electronic cigarettes, and smoking regular cancer sticks, cigarettes. That's going to happen next hour. If you or somebody you know is on one of these nicotine habits, you'll definitely want to tune in for that information. And we have a health poll question. Love to get your opinion of it. Would you allow a surgical robot to operate on you? Yes or no? This is becoming more and more popular, and we're seeing also the rise in injuries and deaths involved in surgical robotic surgery. You can vote on that question on my website at drbob.com. Spell out the word doctor. Drbob.com. Would you allow a surgical robot to operate on you? Yes or no? Our special guest with us is Dr. Nathan Bryan. We just have a couple of minutes left in the program. Dr. Bryan, I just wanted to ask you a question, and that is, let's finish with the lifestyles that people need to be aware of that lowers their level, their ability to make nitric oxide in their blood vessel walls, and some of the common symptoms that someone would maybe notice if they were having a deficiency of nitric oxide production.
Yep, no, that's very good. So we understand today that there's a hierarchy of symptoms that manifests when you lose the ability to make nitric oxide. The first one is typically erectile dysfunction or sexual dysfunction in both men and women. So if your blood vessels can't make nitric oxide, you can't dilate the blood vessels of the sex organs, and that's the basis for erectile dysfunction.
Mm-hmm.
Next, you start to see an increase in blood pressure. You know, your blood pressure starts to go up. You develop hypertension. Next, you start to see, you know, exercise intolerance. You can't sustain a brisk walk for 10 or 15 minutes without becoming short of breath. Mm. And that's a sign of nitric oxide deficiency. You know, metabolic disease, 9 out of 10 Americans suffer from some type of metabolic disease, and nitric oxide is essential and required for insulin signaling and glucose uptake. So if you have insulin resistance, type 2 diabetes, any metabolic type of symptom, then that's a symptom of nitric oxide deficiency. So we have to pay attention to those, and then if you start developing those symptoms, then, you know, we understand that you've got to stop doing the things that disrupt nitric oxide production and then start doing the things that promote it. And that includes
Excellent.
Getting rid of mouthwash, get rid of fluoride in your toothpaste, stop mm-hmm. using antacid, throw in some more green leafy vegetables in your diet, moderate physical exercise, 10 to 20 minutes of sunlight a day, and then when all else fails, we have products that do it for you.
Excellent. Excellent advice. Dr. Nathan Bryan, I want to thank you for being our guest today. You can reach him and get a hold of the amazing nitric oxide lozenges for yourself and the ones you care about at N101.com, N101.com, or call them toll-free, 877-476-3862, 877-476-3862, or N101.com. Dr. Nathan Bryan, you take good care. We appreciate you being on the show. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back. Life would not exist if humans were unable to make nitric oxide within our blood vessel walls. There are many factors that reduce our ability to produce enough nitric oxide to enjoy optimal health. Contributors to the development of nitric oxide deficiency include consumption of sugar, unhealthy fats, inflammation, age, and unhealthy lifestyle. Here's the great news about reestablishing optimal nitric oxide levels. Dr. Nathan Bryan, a leading world authority on nitric oxide supplementation, developed the best, great-tasting nitric oxide lozenge called N101, backed by 20 years of science. Beware of companies trying to capitalize on Dr. Bryan's work, selling imitation products claiming to increase nitric oxide. If you are concerned about heart health, diabetes, libido, poor circulation, memory issues, and fatigue, take N101 lozenges and feel good again. Order N101 lozenges, toll-free, 877-476-3862. 877-476-3862 or N101.com.